our neurological system is very much like an electrical circuit. As you well know, when that circuit becomes shorted, it doesn't work. The lights turn off, or they flutter, just as if we were tremoring in our physical body. Let's use our imagination now to do an assessment of whether or not there are any short circuits in your neurological system. This means that there will be fraying at the ends of your neural tips. So, just imagine with your third eye that as an electrician does an assessment of an electrical connection, there is a connection that is placed at the two ends, and there is a meter that is read to see whether or not that connection is as strong as need be, or if there might be some short-circuiting in between. That dial is going to read too low in the red. Get your meter out now. And just as if you were an electrician, do a test of a neurological pathway that you know is problematic for you in your physical body. So place, with your imagination, one of the ends of this particular instrument at the top of the pathway and the other at the end of the pathway. Turn the meter on now and see how it reads. Is the signal strong enough or not? Look at the meter. Is it in the green? Is there enough electrical energy passing between those two points? Or not? If not, you know for sure there is a short circuit somewhere along that pathway. Perhaps the short circuit is an accumulation of a heavy metal. You well know that when a bare wire hits upon a metal, there will be a short circuit. How does your meter read now? Is there short circuiting along this particular pathway or not? You might want to test another pathway if that one looks clear, and see where there may be some issues that need your immediate attention. As you do these tests throughout your body, holding your meter and your two endpoints in your hands and doing tests just like an electrician does his test or her tests, when you identify a short circuit, the process of inviting the body to clear that is the same as it is with all healing. Infuse the pathway with golden light. That is the high frequency that makes this clearing possible. Do that now if you have found an obstruction or a short circuit. And with a quick breath in, holding it for just a second, blow out the short circuiting in your body now. You can do this clearing at any time of the day or night as you identify any short circuiting in your body. The process is straightforward. Identify the short circuit. Infuse the pathway with gold light. And instigate a quick burst of energy that clears out the short circuit. Like that. It's easy, it's straightforward, and the truth of the matter is the body knows how to heal itself, and so all we have to do is to set that process into motion, and it will happen now. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.